my mum and dad went on holiday to Turkey, a week's holiday. Dad became seriously ill 2 days into their holiday. He got admitted to a hospital. Then 2 days after that, he got induced into a coma. They first said he's got pneumonia. They've now said that he's got some other infection, that they started antibiotics yesterday. So hopefully today I'll have a little bit more positive news.
And what's the problem? Why can't you get him home?
The insurance company won't pay. I'm not 100% sure what's happened. Until I can speak to Dad, I don't know whether he didn't tick the right box. I'm not sure, but that's not the priority at the moment. The priority is to get Dad home and Mum.
And when you say he didn't tick the right box, is this because of a pre-existing condition?
Yeah, he's got asbestosis. And where you do it all online, it's just basically tick boxing, isn't it, when you do it all online. So whether he just missed that box or didn't sign that box, I don't know. I honestly can't answer that until I speak to Dad. I do know I have spoke to his doctors and he was fit to fly.
And have you spoken to the insurance company? I mean, what have they told you?
They just said they're not willing to comment. They won't pay. Obviously, they can't disclose too much information to me because it was Dad's policy.
So at the moment, what's it costing and what would be the costs of trying to get him home?
We've had quotes of £25,000 to fly him home by air. And his hospital bill so far is between £50,000 to £20,000, which is rising every day. He's out there between £1,000 to £2,000 a day.
I mean, aside from the cost, which is obviously a concern, I mean, how worrying is it for you that he's in a different country and, you know, away from a lot of his family?
It's just awful. It's just not knowing what to do. Obviously, my mum's out there with him as well, and she's only been allowed to visit him for 15 minutes, two times a day. My uncle did fly out there late yesterday evening, so he's out there with Mum now as well. So hopefully he can get things moving along a little bit, because Mum's just in a state.
I was going to say, have you spoken to your Mum? How's she holding up?
Yeah, we've been sort of FaceTiming each other. It's not good. It's just not a good situation.
I understand you're trying to now sort of raise some money to help and get him home.
Yeah, we set up a GoFundMe page, which has done absolutely amazing. In 3 days, it's raised over £4,000. But, you know, obviously we do need a little bit more. We are, as a family, getting loans out, selling things. So we've got over £20,000 ourselves. So obviously we just need a little bit more.
Yeah, as you say, that's amazing that you've managed to do that. But it's putting a lot of pressure on your family. And, you know, after everything that's happened with Kieran, something I guess you guys just don't need at the moment.
No, I mean, yeah, I lost Kieran in January. He went on holiday, on a snowboarding holiday, and died of hypothermia. So, yeah, it's been a pretty rough year.
Have you spoken to anyone from the Foreign Office or embassies out there? Are they helping you?
The only help they're actually giving us is phone numbers. They only sort of offer you support by helping give you phone numbers who you can get in contact with to see if they can help, but financially they don't give you any support.
And is there any indication at the moment of when you might be able to start the process of getting him home? I mean, is he in a fit state to come home at the moment?
He has been on 100% oxygen. They did manage to reduce that yesterday to 90%. He won't be able to come home by a normal plane, but again, we don't even know if he's stable enough at the moment to do that. I just want to thank the island, really, just for all their support, sharing the GoFundMe page. It's just been outstanding.
And I guess after like everything that's happened this year, you must have quite a support network there, and people, you know, having their time to give to you must be really nice.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was sort of island-wide with Kieran. He was a very popular lad. He had 300 people turn up to his funeral. So they've all been in contact with me as well and supporting me through this with Dad.